The following is a message of First Baptist Richardson. For more information, please visit fbcr.org.
Hey, welcome to Beyond the Sermon with Matt Thigpen. I'm the young adult pastor here at First Baptist Richardson. So last Sunday, we talked a lot about what it means to want the presence of God. And so really, it was this idea that we were kind of separating. There's the presence of God. There's actually wanting God and encountering God. And then there's the counterfeit. And so we kind of summed all that up by saying it's really easy to do religious activities, right? It's really easy to go and read your Bible and go to church and go to Sunday school and sing worship songs. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're encountering God. And so if you haven't listened to that, you're going to want to check that out. But today what I want to do is I just kind of want to equip you with some practical how to. Okay, so that's really easy to say, go and encounter God, but how do you actually do that, right? Like, what does that look like in your life? And so here's how I want to kind of open it up. So last week on Sunday, we talked about Exodus 33, and that was Moses kind of asking God, hey, God, I want to know you. I want to be in your presence. Show me your ways. And then the last thing he asks is he just says, God, I want to see your glory. And so we didn't get into this, but I want to read to you a couple of verses from Exodus 34. This is when God actually shows up and reveals himself to Moses. This is what happens. So Exodus 34, verse 6 and 7, it says this. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. So real quick, here's the crazy thing is when God showed Moses his glory, really what he did is he just described himself. So this is God defining his nature, his character, right? And so if I was going to say, hey, how do I encounter God? I would start with these two verses. So here's what I think you should do. I think you should find a time where you have, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes by yourself. And I want you to read these two verses and ask yourself two questions. The first one is this. God, what do you want to reveal to me about yourself? Right? So just a simple question. God, I'm coming to you, right? The same way that if I want to get to know my wife, I'm going to go up to her and I'm going to ask her questions and I'm going to talk to her, right? And so God, he is a person. And by a person, I just mean he has a personality. So if you want to encounter God, you have to actually go to God, right? So I want you to find some time with these two verses and ask God, God, what do you want to reveal to me about yourself? And then you're going to read these two verses where it lists these characteristics. And what's probably going to happen is one of these characteristics is going to jump out at you, right? So maybe you're reading through the list, and for whatever reason, your mind can't stop thinking about God being merciful. Or maybe you read through the list, and for the first time, you've never really thought about God being slow to anger, right? So regardless of what jumps out at you, that's going to be your sign that, man, that's God showing me, hey, I want that to be something that I reveal to you. So whatever that characteristic is, it's going to jump out at you. And then I just want you to think about it and make it a conversation between you and God, right? So if mercy jumps out at me, then I'm going to just start asking God, okay, God, what is your mercy? What does that look like? When has there been a time in my life where I've actually experienced that mercy? And so just go through that process. Make it a conversation with you and God. If something jumps out at you and you're like, well, I don't really understand that, then maybe you're going to have to open up the Bible and look in the index and read other verses that describe that word, right? So that's number one. Go to God, read these two verses and ask, God, what do you want to reveal to me about yourself? And then the second question, after you've kind of done that exercise, then the second question I want you to ask is, why do you want me to see that characteristic, right? Because we don't want to just intellectually understand the character and nature of God, but we want to then begin to experience that. And this is the thing that makes it really personal. So if God says, hey, man, I want you to understand my mercy. Okay, great. So I've started understanding that. I've thought of ways that God has been merciful to me. But then I want to ask the question, okay, God, but why did you want me to see that? Right? It gets to the heart of it. Did you want me to see it because I didn't really understand it? Did you want me to see it because I haven't been experiencing it and you want to actually make it real and allow me to experience it for the first time, right? So Go through that exercise, and then I want you to get with someone, right? Whether it's a friend, a spouse, a group of people, and then talk about it. Talk about the number one. Hey, man, this is what God popped out at me. I think I understand it. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. Ask them what they think about your thoughts or that characteristic, right? So have a conversation about it, and that'll even help you dig down deeper. And then have a conversation about number two, personalize it. Why do you feel like God wanted you to know that or see that? Share that with them. Talk to them about it. And I know that sounds really simple, but what you're going to find if you actually do that and you make it about a conversation with God, what most likely will happen at some point is it'll become less this intellectual exercise and more this conversation where God becomes more real to you, where you actually have to kind of sit and listen and think about him and allow him to speak back to your heart and allow him to speak back to your mind. And so I know that might sound like a crazy exercise, especially if you've never done it. And so that's why I encourage you, one, do it by yourself, but then definitely get with some people, get with a friend or a group and have that conversation with them, because I think in actually talking about what was easy about that, what was hard about that, some cool things might come to light, and it you might get some really good advice from them or see how that's worked out in their life. But all that just to say is at the heart of what I'm saying is you have to get God outside of the Bible. And what I mean by that is it's not just interacting with the words on the page, but it's allowing the words on the page to drive you to God as a personality who has a nature and interacting with that. So I hope that makes sense. I hope that's helpful to you guys. We just really want to equip you. And so let us know how that worked out for you. Shoot us an email or reach back out to us. But thanks for listening. Hope you guys have a great week.